or Halach in Chodesh Aldovis, Tuesday night, or Lechav Ches Tishrei, Tov Shinai and Dalit. Okay, we didn't do Yeridei in a while, and Dvar Halacha. Normally we talk about Ta'am being transferred, whether it's from a Dover Osir to a Dover Mutter or Basul B'Cholov. We talk about Ta'am being transferred through heat, but there's another way of Ta'am being transferred, and that's Kovush. Kovush Kimavushal, if there's a liquid involved, not just a liquid in the sense of something's damp, but if they're mamish, if they're soaked, I guess you'd call it, either meat soaking in milk, even if they're both cold, could have had a puddle forming in your refrigerator. And if the meat is soaking in milk, so they both, for 24 hours, and with working in water or in milk, 24 hours, it becomes also, there's an absorption of taste. Or if milk and, or meat, let's say, or cheese, let's say, are both soaking in water, that also is kavush, and again, there's a transfer and absorption of ta'am into the water and back into the items. And if it's 24 hours, it's, if it's 24 consecutive hours, then it's kavush kimavusho. But if you just have a piece of meat and a piece of cold cheese, even if it's damp, and they're touching each other for 24 hours or whatever, there's no exchange of or absorption of taste, and you can just wash it off thoroughly, and it's mutter to eat. Okay, we go on to the Chayvus Halvavus now, Shara Precious. And he's suggesting different things to practice precious in. So after you practice precious with your mouth talking, he says the next thing to practice precious is l'rasein, to rein in einecha, your eyes. And he's not just talking about, as we'll see in a moment, dvarim that are usur to look at. That's he's not talking about dvarim asurim. If you've been following Chayes Halvavus, he's talking about now dvarim amutarim, things that are mutar. He's not talking about asurim that he dealt with in a previous section of this perek. Now he's talking about dvarim amutarim. But again, it's a waste of time. A person is nimshach after what he sees, and if you notice, and I'm saying this, this is not Chayes Halvavus, you'll find a constant phrase in Tanakh, vayisoinov, vayar. So what does it mean vayisoinov? Because they look down. They have to look. Because I'm saying, what are you looking? Everything you see has an effect on you, and it's also, there's an inyan of, and you could be nimshach after it, or you want to see further what's going on. Bittelsman, what do you have to look for? What do you have to see? There's nothing to see. There's nothing to look. And I'm saying now, vayisoinov vayar vatisa einov vateirev, because they went with their head down. And when they felt the need to see something, they had to pick their head up. So that's what it means, vayisoinov. He lifted his eyes up in order to look. But the Chavis Halavah says, either you're going to look at something, mashayin l'cha isek bo. The Chavis Halavah wants you to live a purposeful life as much as possible. He already said, do the best you can, do the most you can. So if you look at something there's nothing to see. There's no purpose in you seeing it. Or you can get involved in it. You see something, again, you're talking about dvarim amutarim, and you want to investigate further, and you want to investigate more, and you become interested, and it really is of no purpose. He will soon talk about, maybe in Tzashan tomorrow night, what kind of looking and seeing is purposeful. But now he's saying most things are no real purpose, they're just, you're interested, you're curious, you want to see. Oshematu des libcha, and so either it's tam bittel, a waste. Oshematu des libcha, or it's moshech you, because you look and you're interested, and you are taken away mili his bonim b'mashayoelach, and you don't think about what Hashem wants you to think about, or you're not involved in things that Hashem wants you to be involved in, because you're nimshach after what you see. Ufros mi mosros horiya, mosros horiya. Mosros, things you don't need, of looking, of seeing, kiprishascha, as you would stay away, mimashenizko chozer elecha, from something that has a clear hezek to you. He does something very interesting. Ki Hashem roi lishon olav l'vtoach bo. Hashem, good guy Hashem. You can trust him, right? Yeah, you can rely on Hashem. He usually knows what he's talking about. And Hashem, his Hirel Kach, Hashem says to you, Velo Sosuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Ineichem. Velo Sosuru is with a Sof. I hope you know the difference, in case not. If it would be with a Samach, so Velo Sosuru would mean to go off the path and to be Sar, to somewhere else. Sosuru with a Sof means to explore, to spy, to explore. So don't explore things because your lev and your einayim make you want to explore things because you see and you get interested. The heart and the eyes, there it's talking about chet. They're the middlemen of chet because you become interested and you look and you see. So that he says, practice precious. Tomorrow night we'll learn what you should do with your gift of sight. But now he's saying practice precious. You see things, they're not nagea you. So either it just causes bittel, purposelessness, or it could get you involved, even if it's a dover mutter, but it's not something that Hashem is particularly pleased with if you get involved in it. So practice precious with your eyes. Okay.